This morning our scripture is coming from five different passages, a single verse in most cases, starting with Jeremiah 15:16. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Hebrews 8:10. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. Romans 2:15. They demonstrate that God's laws is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing right. 2 Corinthians 3:3. Clearly, you are a letter from Christ, showing the results of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. James 1:21-22. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Written on our hearts. I wonder how many of you have a shoebox full of handwritten letters that were sent to you by someone you love. I remember when I was cleaning out my mom's stuff, finding every letter I had sent her when I had gone away to school. She had kept them all, even though the content of those letters wasn't really meaningful. There's something special about a handwritten letter. It has some intentionality, some forethought has gone into it, some deliberate crafting to make it sound beautiful. The writer has to slow down and consider what to write. They can't be hurried. There's no delete button for a handwritten letter. Every stroke of the pen speaks to the value of the one you are writing to. And often these letters become cherished keepsakes, even if it's just to keep a record of the person's handwriting. I'm lucky to have a couple things handwritten from my grandmother and also from my mom. And I suspect some of you, and I know in Thorndale for sure, some of them have recipe cards that were written by their grandmother or even great-grandmother. Our handwriting is unique to us, and it provides kind of a glimpse into our personality. Handwriting specialists can tell an awful lot about a person by the way they shape their letters. And just as those letters reveal the heart of the writer, the Bible tells us that God has done something even more profound. He has written on our hearts. I find that so amazing and stirring to think that God's unique handwriting that captures the essence of who he is and his personality is written on my heart. It's written on your heart. Hebrews 8:10 says, this new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and I will write them on their hearts. Will be their God and they will be my people. This passage is a quote from Jeremiah when God is speaking of a future time when he will make a new covenant with his people. We are living in that time. And so you have written on your heart God's moral code, God's laws, God's love. Under the old covenant, laws were written on stone tablets. They were external and had to be learned. But having them written on our heart suggests that we have an inner understanding of right and wrong. Having them written on our heart means our obedience is driven by love and not by this fear of punishment. As the Apostle Paul noted in Romans 2:15, he's talking to a specific group of people and he said they demonstrate that God's law is written on their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing what is right. They have internalized God's law. Our conscience is spirit-directed by this God-given moral compass. This produces a natural desire in us to obey God, to please Him. Following His will almost becomes just a natural part of who we are. It's not something we have to think about and choose every time. It's something we just naturally lean toward, that we become followers that are obedient simply because those laws have become part of who we are. This shows us that there's a transformation that happens from the inside out, where God's character shapes our thoughts, our motives, and our actions. The Holy Spirit guides our conscience. And it instills in us the principles of love and truth and grace deep within our inner being. I mean, isn't that really quite amazing when you think about it? The God who breathed the universe into existence has chosen to write on your heart His code, His way of living, that you might know it in the depths of your being. God has written His law there as like an intimate personal writing. It's addressed to you. It's not just some generic thing He prints. It's personal to you. And those writings shape us to be more like God. And this is how we're able to represent God in the world around us. This inner transformation, this shaping by God's character, leads to something amazing. It means that we, since we belong to God, He has actually signed His name on our hearts. That's why Jeremiah 15:16 says, "When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies." Bearing God's name is like a child bearing the family name. And when they go out, they represent the family to the world. God's name is our identity, and our responsibility is to represent Him in this world. And we do so by reflecting His character, living righteously, honoring His reputation in everything we say and do. Paul describes us in 2 Corinthians 5:20 as Christ's ambassadors. He says that God is making His appeal to the world through us. And this is only possible because God has written on our hearts and transformed us from the inside out. And when we do a good job of representing Him, when His character is truly reflected in us, then we become something remarkable. We become God's letter to the world. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians, "Clearly you are a letter from Christ, showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts." As God's representatives, we are called to live differently from the world, walking in integrity, turning away from sin, keeping our word. Our actions should display God's unchanging truth, love, and faithfulness. We represent Him best when we focus on two simple commands. Love God, love your neighbor. We honor God when God's holy character is showcased through our lives. But how do we make sure we are truly living as God's letter to the world? Well, James, the brother of Jesus, gave us some practical advice. He tells us to get rid of the bad stuff and to embrace the word God has implanted in our hearts. He says, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. James is advising us to let go of all those bad habits and toxic attitudes and embrace the writing on our hearts. He describes the word as being planted in our hearts, and we know plants need to grow. When God writes on your heart, you have the option of encouraging the growth through the power of the Holy Spirit or ignoring it. We have a choice to listen to God or to ignore him. James tells us that listening to God alone isn't enough, that we must do what he says. It's what we talked about last week, intentionally listening with the intent of obeying. See, our heart transformation requires obedience for the transformation to actually happen. It's not just like memorizing scripture or gaining religious knowledge, but faithfully doing what God asks us to do. And when we remove sinful attitudes and behaviors from our lives, we make room for God's words to take root and to grow. We make room for patience. We make room for kindness and goodness and love. When you think about it, all of this, God writing on our hearts, transforming us, calling us to represent him, being the letter to the world, and inviting us to let his word grow in us. It all points to the same thing: God's incredible love for us. How much must God love us that he puts a trace of himself on our hearts and claims us, signs us with his name, and invites us to become love as he is love? What an incredible thing. We ought to meditate on that for a bit. Let it get down into our soul. Go now with the word of God alive within you. May the scriptures you hear become the truth you have. And may they become the truth you live. May God write love on your heart, peace on your spirit, and hope on your mind. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain with you now and always.